This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. Welcome to this episode where I will share the story of Nityananda and a grounding clearing meditation. So take a deep breath in and release it. And become aware of your body. And now asking the angels to send a grounding cord down into the earth. Deep into Mother Earth, and asking the angels to clear any energy that's not aligned for your highest good. Releasing any dark energy, entities, attachments, or cords deep into this cord, where they can be transmuted or sent into the light and back to wherever they came from. Thanking the angels and Mother Earth for their support. When this process is feeling complete to you, ask the angels to cut the cord and allow it to fall back to the earth. Now imagine that you are being filled with rainbow light, your whole being starting at your feet and filling from the base of your body all the way up. I have just arrived in Kauai, and the other day I saw my first Kauai rainbow, and it was so thin and bright, and it reached across the whole sky. So if you can imagine those beautiful rainbow colors filling in your feet, your legs, your lower body, your torso, with beautiful rainbow colors stretching from the tips of your fingers, the length of your arms, up your shoulders, filling your throat, clearing your heart chakra and your throat chakra and all of your chakras with beautiful rainbow color, and up into your face and head and filling your whole head with rainbow light, and out the top of your crown chakra into the space between you and not you, until you are completely surrounded by joyous, moving rainbow love and light, creating an egg shape all around you, completely filled from top to bottom. This rainbow light feeds your soul and feeds your energy body with all of the energetic nourishment it needs, dynamically cleansing and clearing anything that is not aligned for your highest good, and protecting you as an energetic field around your being. All around your body is a beautiful golden egg filled with rainbow light. And around that golden egg is a beautiful blue shield of light from Archangel Michael. And around that is a beautiful green shield of light from Archangel Raphael. Around that, imagine a pink shield of light from Archangel Jophiel. And around that is a white shield from Archangel Azrael. And around that is a silver shield of Archangel Metatron. Platinum, silver, completely protecting your energetic being. Angels and guides, what would you like to share through me today? I'm just getting to share that this has been a hard and challenging time for me, and that it's okay to go through difficulty. It is a learning experience, and we have many opportunities to learn and grow in our lifetime. And we should welcome difficulty just as we welcome joy. What have I to learn from this experience, and how can I pick myself up again and climb back on to the train of life? This train is always moving, and it brings us forward, learning and growing just like a tree sprouting. Allow yourself to accept the difficulties and the challenges without much difference than the positive and the beneficial things, because difficulties are beneficial. They are part of our life lessons, for which we should have gratitude for. It helps us. Nothing truly harms us. Even the things that we perceive as truly harmful can be wonderful lessons if we look at them with the right lenses. Allow yourself to grow through difficulty and embrace the challenges and move on without holding on too tightly to good or bad. Allow it to flow through you and accept the rhythm. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy. Sometimes things are contracted, sometimes they're expansive. One doesn't cancel out the other. They are moving like a river around rocks and over branches and through rapids and slowing down in certain tide pools. And it's all movement. And it is all the same river of experience of life. So ask yourself, in what way have things been difficult for me lately? And let's look at those things. So for example, for me, difficulty has been being in a tight space with two children and my partner and finding ways to support them, but also have strong boundaries and take care of myself, to continue my business and also look for a place to live, and to be positive and grateful for what I do have, and understand that all of these things will change and morph with time, that change is inevitable and growth is positive. There's no right or wrong answer. There's just the effort that we put into it every minute of every day. And when we no longer have the energy to put forth, we need to take care of ourselves and rest and rejuvenate until we have the reserve inside of us to continue. So I'm just sending this story to you as an example to offer you blessings and encouragement to continue, even when things feel difficult, with kindness and self-care and love, knowing that some of these dark feelings, these contracted thoughts, are coming from other people or other beings. This dark energy can sometimes attach to us and cause us to feel this way. So if you go into a supermarket and there's a lot of people there, chances are when you come out, you're going to be having a difficult time. So remember to pause and do an energetic clearing. Use whatever tools you have to clear the frequencies, the energies that are attached to you, to release any darkness, any thoughts that are not of the love and light, and consciously call in your support team. Call in the qualities that you are aspiring to in this lifetime and trust that they will come to you. You are made of these qualities. Sometimes we forget and we feel contracted, but it is not permanent. It is just perception. Make sure to take care of yourself so that you have the ability to expand your perception. And now I will share a story that I experienced the other night. I felt called to visit a temple that is not far from here. And I went for the evening for 2 whole hours. I took time for myself and I visited this great saint named Nityananda, who is in a temple nearby, and I felt very special to be the only one there. And he greeted me with his beautiful smile. He's a statue, a murti, but it is made in the likeness of his great body that was alive many years ago in India. And his devotee, Baba Muktananda, made this statue and had several versions of it cast. And the bronze took the form of this great being. And then Baba blessed these sculptures and they became full of the Shakti of this great being named Nityananda, who was his guru. And so even though Nityananda, who I call Bari Baba, he is no longer in his body per se, he's not like living and talking and walking, but the energy of his body is present in this world, and his body is buried in a samadhi shrine in India, in Ganesh Puri, outside of Mumbai, and he is encased in salt in his samadhi shrine underneath a statue of him. And his energy is so expansive, it can reach far and wide. And when you come into contact with his image or his sculptural image, you feel the vibration of his consciousness, which is one with God. And you feel the love of this particular version of God, and you feel so completely understood and cared for and expansively. Gosh, there's no words, because what happens around great beings is the words fall away, and there's just this inner knowing, this inner silence, this inner connection. And so I will do my best to explain to you what it was like to be in his presence the other night. And I bowed to him, I offered him a beautiful lei and placed it on his feet, and then I walked around the circumference of the temple around his being and acknowledged all of the photos of the great beings around him. And then I sat to meditate for what seemed like 5 minutes, but it was actually 40 minutes of complete stillness. And my mind had not been able to meditate in this way for quite a while. It had been quite a while, maybe even a couple years since I've had this experience. And I was able to just sit in his presence and let my mind rest for the first time in a long time. There were no thoughts, there were no voices, no memories. I simply asked for his support in clearing any dark energy or anything not aligned for me, and he did. And then I was alone with the divine, and I sat in that awareness. It felt like sleeping. It felt like being gone, and yet it felt like being ultimately present. Like I was deeply present and empty and expansive at the same time. There was no constraint, like a thought that would distract me, or there were no sensations in my body. I was so comfortable. I might have moved my legs once, but I was so comfortable just being, and it felt like drinking water after being really thirsty and just resting. So what I got to share with you as the lesson from this experience for me was the importance of taking that time to take yourself away from your daily life, make space for meditation and contemplation with a great being or an inspirational presence, whether it be nature or a saint or a phrase, a mantra, some music, something simple that allows you to connect to your soul without distraction and without too much effort. Just bathe in that energy, that presence, and allow your mind to rest in that stillness. And through that rest, you will be rejuvenated. Our minds need a break every day. And even when we sleep, our minds are busy. And even when we are actively meditating with music or sound or mantra, our minds are busy. And when you can find a deep place to connect to the soul, your soul will feel replenished. And a huge amount of transformation can occur very quickly. And I wish you all this experience in this lifetime. Sending many blessings, and thank you, Bodhi Bhava, for this story. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I would like to share with you a course that I am offering called Creativity and Consciousness. It's going to start in October, but if you sign up now, the price is discounted. So I hope you will check it out on my website, sararossiter.com. If you go to the trainings page, you will see all of the information and a video about this course. This course will support you in connecting with consciousness as it flows through you to whatever creative endeavor you are involved in, and to really help you to become more expansive in that practice. I will have many guest speakers, and it will be a lovely community that we create and a live video experience every week for 10 weeks. So I look forward to seeing you in that course, and many blessings. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.